He says, for though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. It's the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Now, I think many times Satan tries to move some of us from the earthly scene. He wants to get rid of us, and he uses, I think, sickness, disease, or thorn in the flesh. Now, what was Paul's thorn in the flesh? And I want to let you in on something today. I think I can give you now a little secret information. I hope you will not divulge this to anyone because this is sort of secret between us. And I wouldn't want the word to get out. And it's this. I don't know. May I say to you, I don't know what he saw up there. And I don't know what his thorn in the flesh is. And an old Scotch commentator, he said that he had a wife, and that was his thorn in the flesh. And I bet that old Scot was having trouble at home. I don't think it was that at all. Paul wrote so lovingly of womanhood that very candidly, I think that he had been married, but he was a widower at this time, and he would not marry because he didn't want to subject any woman to these hardships that he had gone through. The very interesting thing here, God put a zipper on the mouth of Paul and silenced him. He just didn't tell you about this. He's quiet. He's silent. Someone has said that the reason a dog has so many friends is because he wags his tail instead of his tongue. And I'm afraid that a great many of us would have wagged our tongue had we been caught up to the third heaven. Now he's given this thorn in the flesh. Why? Well, that was to keep him humble. That was to keep him from exalting himself above measure, having had the vision that he had had. And he says, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. Now, I have a notion it was blindness, but I can't prove that. When we get to the Galatians, I'll attempt to enlarge upon it. But I'm of the opinion that it was blindness. And Paul says, I went to the Lord three times about it, and I asked him to remove the thorn in my flesh. And finally, the Lord said to him the third time, he says, I heard you the first time, Paul, and I answered your prayer. I said, no. And that's the thing about most of us, is we keep asking the Lord for something, and he's already said no. And he said no to Paul. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee. I'll not remove the thorn, but I'm going to give you grace to bear the thorn. And that's the wonderful thing about it all. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And in other words, it was obvious when Paul went around, he was so physically weak that it was the Spirit of God leading this man. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So Paul says, I glory in infirmities and not the fact that I've had a vision. And you might turn that over in your mind the next time you hear somebody telling you about a great vision that they've had of the Lord. The chances are they need a zipper put on their mouth. And the chances are they had no vision at all. They just ate something they shouldn't have had for dinner the night before.